Rest with the child's independence. Rest like an ocean free of waves. Rest with a butter lamp's clarity. Rest like a corpse without arrogance. Rest like a mountain so still. These are Milarepa's 5 key instructions on how to rest in meditation. Like a child independent, rest like an ocean free of waves, rest with a butter lamp's clarity, rest like a corpse without arrogance, rest like a mountain so still. So now we're going to recite the... Does everybody have a copy of the verses that from Rinpoche's verses that he composed over the weekend?
Not all of them.
You mean the ones that we wrote down?
Right.
Yes.
Negatory.
Oh, one I have. I typed them out.
With?
Yeah, but I typed things extra in here, so I'm not really quite sure.
Iris. This one. See here. Take a look down with
this
you.
One I, this one.
So, Ambo, Miki, Kimchi, CJ, and Adele. So first we'll recite the verse from the text, and then we'll recite Rinpoche's verses, and we'll do that with each one. So the first one that go, the verses that go with the I sources of consciousness go down to, there are 4 verses altogether. I think 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So we'll recite all those verses and then we'll go on to the one on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's see how well we do.
Independence of one eye and form unstained appearances appear, since these neither arise nor cease, they are the Dharma Dhatu, though they are imagined to be otherwise. The formal condition
Skip
one of the parts.
Yep,
sorry. If you examine the parts of the eye, you find no eye. If you examine these parts for atoms, you find no atoms. If you find no parts, the atoms too are not partless. righteous, therefore they are of the nature of the Dharma Dhatu, the focal condition form also transcends defining characteristics and objective ones, since they are neither one nor many. The characteristics do not exist, but define when examined in sequential stages is empty, and no connection between characteristics and the defined exists inherently. Therefore, they are the Dharma Dhatu, great openness, since these two conditions have the characteristics of the Dharma Dhatu. The eye sense consciousness neither arises nor ceases nor remains. It has also always been free of thoughts, and so it is proven to have the Dharma Dhatu's characteristics, focal condition, empowering condition, and consciousness, the three, never move from the Dharma Dhatu's expanse, and yet thoughts arising from habitual tendencies obscure this, and imagine sense faculty, object, and consciousness to exist independently. In order to purify the veils of our thoughts with the view, we gain certainty in the Dharma Dhatu's spaciousness, and by being skilled in relaxing in spacious meditation, the Dharma Dhatu that has been free all along becomes manifest. Independence upon sound and ear of pure consciousness occurs. These three are the Dharma Dhatu, free of characteristics. They become hearing when thought of conceptually. The empowering condition, the ear is appearance, emptiness like a dream. The focal condition, sound is resonance, emptiness like an echo. Consciousness free of these two conditions is merely clarity, emptiness. The basic nature of all three is Dharma Dhatu, mere clear light.